Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Promote Your Business from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott and I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge. In a few moments, you're going to enjoy the many benefits of deep relaxation and rest, which will enable your unconscious mind to absorb and integrate new constructive attitudes and positive feelings about your business and how to really take it to a new level. But just before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about promoting your business. You may know what your business has to offer is valuable to other people, but maybe you find yourself reluctant to really push it as much as it deserves. Having your own business is, of course, a wonderful opportunity to steer your own ship and forge your own path in life. But maybe you feel a little embarrassed sometimes to pitch what you have to offer, to call people up, or even to advertise and market properly. Maybe you just don't see yourself as a promoter or marketeer. Perhaps it's not just modesty or shyness that's prevented you from going full blast into promoting your business, but also a sense that somehow this is not your role. Some people feel that really telling people about their product or service is a form of showing off or being arrogant. But from this session, I really want you to get the mindset that your business is providing what people need. They might not know they need you yet, but it's just common courtesy to let them know in no uncertain terms. Your business has its own particular needs in order to flourish, and forgive me for saying so, but who are you to deny it those needs? If you have a pet, you feed it, give it water, take it for walks, presuming it's not a goldfish. You meet its needs. The point is, you can begin thinking of your business as an entity that's independent of you. And when you promote it, you're not promoting yourself. You're proudly promoting your offspring. Now, this session is more about putting your business promotion confidence into hyperdrive than giving you ideas for what you should practically do to promote your business. But you can still make sure you're covering the essentials. For starters, are you fanatical about business cards? Your business card, your letterhead, your envelope all tell prospective customers you're a professional who takes your business, and therefore their business, seriously. Get them out there. Always have cards on you and give people not just one, but several, and ask them to pass them on. Give your card to everyone you meet and get your friends and relatives to hand them out too. This might not seem important, but it really is. Remember that you know the value of your product or service, but others don't. It's actually a service to your community to inform and educate people about what you offer. Look for what makes your product or service different or unusual and publicize it. Write articles for publications on what you do. If appropriate, do free demonstrations of your service. Really think about who you want to do business with and get in contact with them. Join a business networking group and develop contacts with those who can help you promote your business. Your passion needs to build so that your business can build. So now, you can, if you haven't already, just close your eyes, because the muscles around those eyes have to work so hard all day. But when they just start to relax, you can begin to feel a little bit more comfortable. And the great thing about this is, you really don't have to pay too much conscious attention to my words, as your unconscious mind will be listening, regardless of what your conscious mind is doing. Just like when you're consciously aware of my words, but all the while, your unconscious mind is monitoring sensations in your hands, noticing how they perhaps become a little warmer as they start to relax. And now your conscious mind notices that too. Yet before I mentioned them, your conscious mind was focusing on another aspect of my words. So it's clear that the conscious mind and the unconscious mind can be aware of quite different things at the same time, as your unconscious mind is constantly aware of how you're breathing right now. But maybe your conscious mind wasn't thinking about that until the moment I mentioned it. And when people begin to relax into hypnosis, they merely start to direct attention to different places. And right now, you can notice whether those hands are heavier or lighter as they relax there, whether they become a little warmer or cooler. As they start to fill with comfort. And sometimes you're consciously aware of relaxation starting to spread through those legs. And sometimes that happens anyway, as your unconscious directs that process, bringing deepening rest and relaxation to the large muscles of your thighs and calves as that rest just starts to filter all the way down into the feet and toes. That's it. That's good. And the conscious mind can be partly aware of that comfort and deep relaxation just spreading along the arms right now as you direct that comfort consciously or unconsciously through the muscles of the arms right now. Perhaps up from the hands, soothing the elbows and the biceps and triceps. Rest deeply now. Continuing up to soothe those shoulders. And right down and through the muscles of the back. That's good. And your unconscious can take care of this deepening rest as you direct your mind to other times or places, like a place you love to go in your mind, some place so beautiful and peaceful. You know, some places are just magically restful and calming. Maybe an outdoor place or time that comes to mind. Somewhere where you're breathing can just become like the soft, gentle breath of a young child fast asleep.
breathing health and tranquility into all parts of you. Now, then what would it be like to get a sense of the colors that fill a deeply restful place? The light, perhaps? Or the particular characteristic sounds of such a place? And the restful sensations you can enjoy there, like a warm breeze caressing the face, as you relax deeper now, letting my words just float around you, as you relax deeper to each word, or rest more completely with the spaces in between. And you know, there are just so many people in the world. How could you possibly reach them all? And yet, in another sense, it's a small world. And word gets round much more easily than you might think. And the smallness of the world is not just an old wives' tale. For experimenter Stanley Milgram put it to the test in a famous experiment, asking 198 citizens of Nebraska to forward a parcel to a certain stockbroker who worked in Boston, but who was quite unknown to the 198 volunteers. And their instructions were to forward this package via someone who they did know on first name terms, and whom they thought would be more likely than themselves to know the stockbroker. And each successive recipient was asked to forward the parcel following the same rule, sending it on via someone who just might happen to know the target. And just how likely do you think it was for this experiment to succeed? Given that there are some 300 million people living in America. But the researchers found that it took on average only between 3 and 6 onward connections for the packet to arrive safely. Just 6 degrees of separation between 198 random individuals and one particular man. From people who knew people who knew people, who just happened to know someone who happened to have a connection with this person. And it seems we are all much more tightly knit than we might have supposed. So you are just 6 people removed, or slightly more, or slightly less, from everybody in your country. Possibly everybody in the whole world. Which means it really doesn't take much to really begin to reach people. And it's well recognized that word of mouth can be so much more effective than more expensive forms of marketing. And everyone knows gossip spreads like wildfire. And telling one person every hour about what you do can spread that news so fast and far, like an information virus that you spread. And thank goodness it's a healthy virus, giving people what they need and want. And how often have you, or someone you know, been chatting to a stranger, only to discover that they, or someone they know, also knows someone you know? And right now, it can almost be as if you can see in your mind's eye, all these different networks between people, just waiting to be activated by you, so they know about you. And just think how sad and pointless it would be to put time and effort into enriching the soil and carefully planting the seeds in order to raise a beautiful and valuable flower, and then failing to water it or let the sun's rays reach it so that it just withered away. And right now, you can travel a little in time back to when you first got interested in your business. The passion and focus you felt, you can feel again now, even more strongly. A sense of infectious excitement surging through you. Right now, remembering the first returns you made from your business, how you had the idea to begin with, just casting your mind back and beginning to feel that passion rising up in you afresh. And as that builds and builds to an almost overwhelming physical power, you can feel a powerful motivation to inspire others into passion for your business. Because business is lifeblood for communities. And you are part of that. And you can reach so many more people than you know. And it's going to be as if your business promotion passion is a force, a powerful energy flowing into your mind and hands right now. And in a moment or so, you can just get the sense of observing yourself, like seeing yourself on TV, engaging in those promotional activities, whatever's right for your business. With that passion and focus for your business driving through you, and just watch yourself and listen to yourself connecting with these people who between them may be able to connect you to all those other people you need to reach. That's right. And almost hear what you say to them, and how easily your passion can focus them. And notice what you do to capitalize on that for the benefit of your business. And watch yourself right now making those calls, giving out those cards, talking to people, doing what it takes and loving it. A day in your life, just noticing how confident and enthused and focused you are. Like watching in a sort of fast forward such a wonderful, dynamic day of promotion. And you can merge into yourself right now, into that scene, sensing from the inside how it feels to be connecting, spreading the word, giving your business everything it needs to succeed. So satisfying. Through time, doing all the things you need to do so easily, with ever-increasing passion, building and building, until you feel like a coiled spring wanting to jump up and get on with all those things that you know you're going to love so much. And if you love something, there's nothing better than talking about it to other people. And you can listen to this session regularly and integrate all these changes even more deeply every time you listen. And as you prepare to become wide awake, you can return feeling very refreshed and energetic, motivated and dynamic to get on with the business of promotion right now. Just becoming more aware of the position of your body, sensation of the surface you're resting on, and as you reorientate to your surroundings and the here and now, you can just come all the way back as you open up your eyes and welcome back. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for a week, or at least until you start to notice that the passion and drive to promote your business is really taking you over. We'd love to hear from you as you start to notice how your business is benefiting from this as well. You may also like to check out other associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Believe in Yourself and Be More Persuasive. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of success to you in your business.